This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So what can I tell you that he didn't? Because he talks, so I'm sure that you know everything already.
Well, what was the most appealing part of the film that made you want to take on this character?
But everything. When I read the script, I was in Europe, and I said, my God, this script is crazy. How is going to make this movie? So I went to Los Angeles, and I met Michael Davies, and then he told me everything about what he wanted to do, and I said, yes, I want to do it. And I had so much fun to play DQ, because she's totally free. She does dangerous, dark, dirty things, but in a playful way. So, and it's like the movie. The movie is a comic. It's over the top. It's like a video game in some way. And of course, it's violent, but it is also rock and roll, sexy, dark, scary, and with a lot of humor.
How did Michael explain his inspirations for the character?
Actually, I don't know what he was in his mind in the beginning about my character, really, because she could have been Italian, French, American, everything. And I think that he wanted to bring the emotion. In the middle of all this mess and violence and blood, he wanted the female character bring, you know, just the emotion, because in the end it's all about love. No, but it's funny because anyway, what saved Mr. Smith is love.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed in the films that you've been in, you play very sexy, strong women, and I think that's why you're one of my favorite actresses. Where do you go to get yourself ready for that in your head? How do you prepare yourself generally and for this particular film?
Because I like to do on screen what I'm not in life. In life, I'm much more weak and insecure, and so, you know, then I like to play characters that are stronger than me.
But how does it feel to be considered one of the most beautiful women in the world?
I'm too old.
Do you think that this role is a role that American actresses wouldn't take?
Why not?
So because some American actresses don't like to be seen in certain ways.
Oh, no. You know, when I received the script, I thought the character was really, really strong. And okay, there is one sex scene in the movie, of course, but it's much more what you imagine than what you really see. That's why, I mean, the scene is very sensual, but nothing more than that.
Michael also explained how he feels in a love scene you have to give the actors specific things to do. So even as outlandish as this scene is, how did it compare to other love scenes you might have done?
You know, of course, when I do a film like Irreversible, it has nothing to do with that, because over there the violence is much more realistic. And, you know, when you watch a film like Irreversible, it's just so difficult to watch, because it's like a documentary. It's like so real. Here, the violence is unreal. Nobody kills anybody with a carrot. I mean, so it's just entertaining.
Your relationship with milk in this movie is kind of strange. The scene opens with this kind of S&M with this milk, and then at the end, DQ is working at a Dairy Queen.
This is the script. This was in the script. But actually, for me, it was just, I didn't know anything about lactating stuff. Did you? So when I read the script, I was like, what is this? And then he explained to me, did a big research about, you know, lactating prostitutes. And actually, you can understand that she's lactating, because she doesn't need to make love with men some way. She comes from far. She was, I mean, her child was killed by her pimp. So she doesn't want to have violent men around her. So that's why she became lactating. The reason, you know, and her reason for everything in this movie.
Were there any difficult scenes that you had to do that you found difficult to...
For me, the difficult scene was the was was the love scene, because it's an action scene at the same time, and we're too rehearsed, and you know, it looks sexy, but in real, it was dangerous.
I was going to ask you, how long did it take to film that scene?
I think one day, maybe.
When you're in a movie with a baby, taking care of the baby, do you draw on any maternal instincts, or is it pure fantasy in this?
You know, when you play a mother and you are a mother, it's easier. And of course, the baby didn't have any risks in the movie, because I'm a mother, so I was really careful. And also, the baby was on set just for a few minutes, because most of the time are just special effects.
So what leads you to picking scripts? You know, when do you pick your scripts? Do you agents send you some stuff? What's your?
I'm in a special situation because I'm Italian and I work in Italy. I work in France. So once in a while, I come to America, and it's just a strange situation, you know. And yeah, when I make choices, it's just by instinct. I read the script and I said, I want to do that. But it's not my agent, because my agent send me scripts and then they can say, oh, I like that, but then I say, no, I don't like that, or, you know, it's just my decision.
So since you filmed Shoot 'Em Up, have you been working on other projects?
Yeah. Well, I've done a French film directed by Alain Corneau with Daniel Auteuil. It's going to be in Toronto Film Festival, and it's a film noir. And then I just finished a French movie, an Italian movie, sorry. It's a love story during the Second World War, very tragic. And I just finished 2 weeks ago, after 4 months.
What's the name of that one?
It's Wild Blood. It's a true story that really happened during the Second World War about between two actors. And he was addicted to cocaine and heroin, and she was addicted to him. And she died because of that. So,
and you,
beautiful
the
story.
The first project you mentioned, could you talk about your character in that?
She's a woman who's ready to do everything to save her man. And it's a gangster story. And it's a remake of a French movie called Le Deuxième Souffle. Yeah, in English it's going to be The Second Wind.
Are you going to be going to Toronto?
Yeah. Toronto Film Festival, and I'm blonde in the movie. Very blonde. Yeah, because, you know, it's a story from end of 50s, beginning of 60s, so it's a French story. So I wanted to play those women that made me dream, like Catherine Deneuve or Brigitte Bardot, and so the look is this kind of look.
Had you ever colored your hair before?
Yeah. I did a film called Stone Council, where I play a mother that she has to save her child, and I have short hair, no makeup, and a different kind of look.
When you get a script, how do you justify? Well, how do you decide if the nudity is justified? Because you're not afraid of it, you're comfortable with it. Do you think as you get older, it's changing, or?
Yeah, I won't do this forever. Then they won't be beautiful anymore. I'm not scared of nudity, that's for sure. I have nothing against. And maybe because I come from fashion and models, they have no problem with nudity, and they are completely comfortable with their own body. So I did films like Malena, or films like Irreversible, where I had nude scenes. It doesn't bother me, nudity on screen, if there is a reason for that.
I remember when we spoke to you for Irreversible, and it seems like you'd like to bring that up in context of every movie we do. How has that film, several years later, resonated with people?
5 years later. Mm-hmm. This film is just, for me, it was an important movie. It was crazy and difficult, violent, but at the same time, I think that the work that Gaspar Noé did is just an incredible work. And so I think it's one of the most important steps in my career.
Do more people discovered or know about it now from video and TV?
Yeah, because it's incredible. This film is has a really long history. Yeah, it went all over the world, and as you know, it doesn't happen very often that a French movie and an Italian movie can travel around, really. For the Malena or Irreversible, you know, an Italian movie, a French movie that had the chance to go around in the world, but as you know, it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes in Italy and France, we do films that are successful there, but they don't travel.
And I know you recently wrapped a project, and but are you already thinking about things that you're going to be doing in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to start shoot in November a thriller with Sophie Marceau, me and her together, the same movie. And the director is she's a young director. She's 33 or something, and her name is Marina Devan. She's a young director and an actress. She did the movie called In My Skin. Very difficult to watch the movie, but very interesting movie. So me and Sophie, we're going to do her next movie.
Why was it difficult to watch that movie? Oh.
Because it was very dark.
Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with Sophie Marceau in the film?
You'll see.
Okay.
You also, I'll just bring it up, but you worked with Wachowski brothers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know...
You love them, I can see that.
A little bit. I was going to say that, can you talk about the experiences, you know, looking back on the, and being involved with The Matrix?
But I wanted to do Matrix because when I saw the first one, I was in Paris and I came out from the movies, I said, wow, I've never seen something like that, it's so incredible. And then I was in America for Malena, to promote Malena 2001, and they called me, they wanted to meet me, and I was very happy to work in this project. Really, it was an incredible experience. Those two guys are so talented, and actually, I know that they're preparing another movie, so I can wait to see, because I think this is just so talented.
Are there any kinds of movies you would not want to do?
Porno movies?
That's it.
But then everything is possible, you know. I like comedies, I like thrillers, I like love stories. Everything is beautiful. Depends if the film is good, you know. Who cares? Everything is interesting.
How old are your children now?
3.
How is that stage of motherhood?
Amazing. Now also she travels always with me, so you know she. I was in Toronto while I was shooting this movie for 4 months, and she was with me. So, and if she doesn't go to school, then it's going to change. In 3 years, I won't work anymore. I'm going to stay out of the business. No, kidding. Just, but I won't make 3 movies a year, that's for sure, because when you have a baby and she goes to school, it becomes really difficult to... It's so difficult, you know, to be an actress and to be a good mother at the same time, and I prefer to be a good mother.
How do you find to balance that act? That's a pretty heavy act to balance.
Right now, no, because right now it's easy. She's with me all the time. I'm sure that if I was a doctor or a lawyer, it would be worse, because you can bring your babies with you when you go to the office. And for me, you know, I was breastfeeding and I was shooting at the same time, and she was with me on set. No problem. But then, you know, when she goes to school, things are going to change.
When this movie comes out in Italy, this is sort of a random question, will you go in and dub it in Italian?
Of course, and in French.
And if you'll do it in French as well?
I do each movie 3 times.
Have you already done it?
After a little while, I can watch anymore. That's why I see a film 1 time, because I do the film 3 times.
Oh, wow. So you've already done it for this?
No. I have to dub in French end of the month, because the film is going to come out in France September 12th, and in Italy it's going to come out in January or February.
Oh, wow.
So then I don't dub in Japanese.
They don't pay you extra for that, do they?
What?
They don't pay you extra for that, do they?
They.
Oh.
Before, I didn't, you know, in the beginning, I didn't say I wanted to be paid. But then, after a while, each movie I do has to come out in many different languages, and it's like, come on, I mean, I do the movies in so many different languages, so crazy. I don't like to dub. I hate to do that.
Yeah.
Well, in dubbing, don't you have to do the...
But also because I like when I'm indirect. You know, I like when I have to act indirect. Yeah. Then when you have to dub, you're by yourself in front of the wall and, you know, it's just... I always care that you're not good like you are in real when you act
when
on
you're
set.
Naturally good. Right.
You said that when you got this work, you didn't know anything about lactating prostitutes.
No.
So when you read the script, what special did you think you could bring to this particular role?
You don't know why you choose some characters instead of others. I should go to therapy. You know, you don't know. You just read a script and you say, oh, this is very interesting. But it's incredible because I'm very interested in dark films all the time. I don't know why.
Are you going to let your daughter see all of your movies when she grows up?
Yeah, but when she's going to be very old. Because, no, you know, I've done very difficult movies. Mm-hmm. Very difficult movies. When I think about this movie, Irreversible, The Passion of Jesus Christ, you know, all those violent movies.
Would you consider...
And I'm not violent in life.
Would you be interested in doing a children's movie, like a movie that, you know, your daughter could see?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like to find the script.
Right.